from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Genatsit. Genatsit Pailuis Inchpesek, my friends. April 22nd. And I've got the show solo today. My man Chris, he's out working the advertisement. We need advertisement for the show, so he gets the green light to be out of the studio today. It's just me, but I'm sure you guys love me, so it'll work out. April 22nd, like I said, and we're 2 days away from April 24th. And we put an encore show of last year. Our GM said, you know what, that was a great show. It was about a 17-minute show. It was just a reflection on what it means to me being Armenian and so forth. I mean, it just I was really caught up with the whole System of the Down thing, them playing in Armenia at the time, and I thought it was beautiful, and I the fans were beautiful. And folks, we got a new situation. I don't know if they planned it like this or how it worked out, but my mind's on like two areas now instead of just one, and that's the whole April 24th thing. Now I'm constantly thinking about Artsakh, thinking, you know, I'm worried. I'm worried, our politicians, are they going to sit down with the Azeris? Is there any type of negotiation to give away Artsakh? And it's frightening stuff right now that's going on in Armenia and in Artsakh. They're sitting down and they're talking at the table. And, you know, I don't like what I'm hearing. There's a lot of Armenians that died for Artsakh. There should be no one giving away Artsakh. Artsakh is Armenian. I don't even refer to it as that Nagorno-Karabakh bullshit. That's not even named the proper name. It's Artsakh. Let's start saying it Artsakh, okay? That's what it's all about. And anyway, a lot of brave soldiers we've lost, and but there's a lot of brave men that are still out there, women and men, and I even posted on our site on Toast to Armenia, even a dog. We've got a soldier that's a dog, and he saved like 18 of our soldiers by giving away where they were coming in from at the middle of the night. And I think the dog's name was Lely or Leslie. I don't know. It's on our site, though, and you'll love reading about it. And that's at Toast to Armenia. And you'll definitely see that and a lot of other posts that I've been putting up. But April 24th is a special day that's never going to go away in our mind. That's something that we'll have to live with rest of our life. And you know what? I'm up for the long haul here. I don't care. I think it's very important, and so does every Armenian out there. And the way we should do this is keep our kids involved in this too. I want that April 24 sketched in their head that is a definite day that we will never forget. And these kids of ours are the main importance. I'm telling you, if you have to think about the kids. You entrench that in their minds, they're going to entrench it in their kids' minds. This thing won't die out. All right? That's what it's all about, keeping this fire burning. The Turks would love nothing more than you just saying, ah, the hell with it. You know, my kids don't have to come to this rally. Well, you know what? Then it dies with you. Bring your kids. Make them understand what it's all about. I know they're becoming Americanized, but I'll tell you another thing. They have to be aware of their past, of what happened to our people. That's main important. That's it. All right, so we got that April 24th, and I hope the world turns out somehow has a remembrance on that. I'm sure Los Angeles will, and we're going to have Artie Kasaki on. He's running for state assembly. He'll be on to tell us what's going on out in L.A. And I'm sure in the Middle East, I'm sure in Europe, I'm sure in South America, there's going to be a lot of people out on the streets protesting, and you know what? God bless all of you. With all that crap going on this month, especially this month. I don't know if they even planned this month just so it will diffuse April 24. But you know what, my friends? It didn't diffuse anything. It just made us more pissed, okay? So if you're out there, which you are, you're always on my Toast Armenia, you damn Azeris want to get on my site and you want to write your crap, I'll delete you and I'll delete your crap too. You're not on my site. You're not trolling on my site. This is Armenia's site. Go to hell, okay? Anyway, that's how I feel about that. And we've got a great guest lined up here. And Brian, can we get on here? Great. And I tell you what, I think we got it right now, right? Our guest for this week, and we got our own Ani Carla that does Energy Healing Armenia, translating the interview with Anna Khachaturian. Anna, how are you? And Ani, Hi. How are you? You guys are doing great?
I'm great, thank you.
Great, Anna. You know, it's strange. I brought it up to you before. How this worked out because it's a small world. We're great friends with your family, and next thing you know, your cousin Maga said, "Hey, how about my cousin?" I said, "I would love to have her on our show." So thank you for being on our show.
Yeah. Well, the world is too small.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It is round.
Definitely. If you guys, I gotta read your resume, guys. In 2002, she was announced the best female singer of Armenia. How's that sound? In 2005, she won the Audience Award of the Journalist Award at International Festival held in Italy. In 2005, she won an award, Best Performance of Armenian Music Abroad, and that's because she plays she's given shows out in L.A., Middle East. You're a very busy person, Anna.
Well, I used to be very busy, but now I'm so very free, and it's so very, I'm enjoying my free time.
Good.
But those awards were... you counted?
Those years.
Very small part of my awards.
Say, Anna, what's your latest project? You got something going on right now with your singing?
Well, I'm working on a new song, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is about. So let it be a surprise.
Surprise. Well, we're gonna wait for the surprise. And when is this surprise coming?
I think in 2-3 months it will be ready.
So our fans, your fans out there, in 3 months, Anna Khachaturian may have something out there for us, right?
Yeah, right. And I hope it would work.
Well, it definitely will work. I've seen your videos. I heard your music. And I tell you what, I loved it. I loved it. It was really relaxing music. That one.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Anna, there was this one video that I liked. Were you dressed up like a Chinese woman walking, and it was a sad song? What was it? It's about
Why
being
Chinese
alone.
Woman?
I thought it was like a China scene or something because I didn't see your face or anything. It looked like a long jacket, kind of like an Asian jacket or something like that. And you're walking. Down the steps, through a windy mountains and so forth, and it was about being alone.
It was like an Marto over letter nera berumtun.
Oh, like a postman.
Yeah, postman.
Oh, it was
I
a
was
postman.
Acting like a postman, so I was a postman actually. Yeah,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay, and it was about being alone, right? The song was.
The song was about. Something like I am waiting for my
right.
one and only.
Exactly. I thought it was beautiful.
And all the girls were waiting for their one and only, and I was delivering them messages from their beloved ones. So
it was beautiful. I to know a little bit about your music and so forth. Last night I was cooking and. With my the kitchen is all mine, and I put one of your videos on. And that was it, and it was so nice, soft music. I loved it. I loved it.
Wow! Thank you.
You're welcome. So our project is coming up in 2-3 months, with with
is a dancing song. Is it would be like something to play during weddings. I think it would be very happy.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't wait. We can't wait to hear that. Now, when you first started singing, did you have the support from your mom and dad about this, or did they want you to do something else? How did this all come about?
Well, I began singing when I was 12. It was the year that the movie The Bodyguard was released. So
great,
I was Whitney Houston's fan, and I began singing her songs after the movie, after watching the movie, and I was singing very loud, and our neighbors were very upset about that, and they asked my grandma to take me to some studio or a school or something, and she took me to a studio. And my first teacher was Ashot Boznouni, and he made the singer I am now.
Bravo, bravo. So actually, your grandma did it all. Said, you know what, I'm going to do it.
Well, we may say that. And my pa, he was very, very angry about that. He didn't want me to sing. He didn't want me to have anything common with the arts, with the stage. And but I was definitely more obstinate than
that was what
than anyone
that's your
could
future.
Imagine. And I became a singer.
Bravo. That's great. And your family wanted you to do something else. Dad wanted you to probably go to school and, you know, just don't waste your time with singing the stuff as a college and all that, right?
Yeah, exactly that way. And my mom, she wanted me to become a doctor because my father is a doctor and my grandpa was a doctor too.
Ah.
And everyone in my family, except my mom, they are doctors.
So you broke the streak? You broke the streak?
Yeah, I did. I did. and my brother came after me.
Uh-oh.
And
he's a singer too?
He's not a singer, but he sings very well too. But he's not a doctor too, I mean.
Well, you so, two broke
so
the whole
broke,
streak.
Yeah, I broke the chain, and now I understand that I did a great mistake because I had to continue. But unfortunately, it is too late for me now.
No, you can't say that because I seen your views on your videos, and you're like 80,000, 60,000, 45,000. I mean, people love your stuff, so that's beautiful. And you're making people happy. That's what it's all about. In 2-3 months, you're going to explode again with another great song.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
Definitely, definitely. Is
Thank
there
you.
Anything... Now, you've performed in Los Angeles. You've performed in Iran. How was it performing in Iran? I thought women, they want them, you know, covered on the head and all that.
Well,
how much freedom did you have there?
Well, we were covered until we entered the stage because we were performing for Armenian community. And among Armenians, you don't have to wear those hijabs. Yeah. And that's what okay. That was okay about that. All Armenians all around the world, they are... No, almost the same.
How was the community in Iran? Did you have a lot of people there? Did you perform in front of a lot of people?
Yeah, of course. We have a huge community.
Really?
Huge, yeah. Very, very many Armenians live in Iran. And I would say that many are artists, singers. They have concerts very often in Iran.
Okay. All right. That's great. Now, how was it? When you played in front of the European crowd and so forth? And were you nervous doing all this? Whenever you get in these contests early on in the early 2000s?
Well, every time I go to a concert, every time I am about to perform, I'm very nervous, but I'm stopping being nervous just from the first notes I sing. It's normal. If you are not nervous on stage, if you are not worrying, then it means that something wrong is with you.
You know, Anna, I would be so scared I would forget a word in a song or something, and that's my biggest fear. Every time my friends say, "Hey, sing some Guns N' Roses or something," I forget the words, and I've sang this all the time. I can't believe it. But you guys go through this all the time.
Actually,
I mean, you don't forget the words.
Only once I forgot the words of my song, and I tried to remember starting the song from the beginning. I did it three times.
But I didn't remember
the words, so I said, excuse me, people, may I sing another song? Because...
Bravo, Kizzy. I couldn't do it. I'd run off the stage. I'd be so nervous then. But you hung in there. That's a sign of a good entertainer right there, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, just hanging in there. So we've got something going. Is this going to be in Armenia that you're doing this musical, or is this going to be in Europe, in the United States? Where's this going to be?
I guess in Armenia first, then in the United States, and then in Europe.
Wow, this is going to be really good. Can you let us know when this comes out, and then we can have you back on the show? And we'll play it on in our studio and so forth.
Actually, I don't know in which way I'm gonna present it. If I made a presentation, I will let you know.
Great,
like a video or maybe an audio version. I don't know, but I will let you know.
Definitely, we'd love to have you back on the show with this new hit of yours coming out in 2 or 3 months, and this is top secret. She's not even giving it out to our show right now, and we can't wait to hear from you. Thank you, Anna, for being on our show. Anna Khachaturian, and Ani, thanks for being the backup there. And that was Anna Khachaturian. Hey, that was a great interview. Great interview, and we're going to go right to Ani in our next segment here. But before then, let me tell you guys about a couple shows out there that's part of lineupmediagroup.com that I am really in love with, that I listen to all the time, and that is Let's Get It On podcast.com, and that's with John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock. These two cover everything inside the octagon, outside the octagon, what makes one guy tick, what I mean, everything that you need to know about MMA fighting, you will definitely find it on Let's Get It On podcast.com. World-renowned referee John McCarthy. You guys know that guy. If you don't know the name, I'm sure you've seen and you've heard, "Hey, Let's Get It On," with these two guys that just approach each other, and that's the big referee. Then that's the one we have. He's part of Lineup Media Group. And that's the show is called Let's Get It On, and it's called Let's Get It On podcast.com. You'll love that show. And our other show, well, I'm into hockey. I love hockey. And by the way, we got one hockey player that's Armenian. I think he's with Winnipeg. I'm going to look into that. Maybe I'll have him on our show. And that's NHLpodcast.com. And I'm a big St. Louis Blues fan. And I know out in L.A. and Boston, you guys take your hockey seriously too. I know L.A. right now, you're in a big war with San Jose. I'm cheering you guys on. I'm pulling for you guys. That's NHLpodcast.com. And you have Kelly Chase and you have Darren Panger. And two guys, one, they both played hockey. One played for the Blackhawks. Now we're in a big fight with the Blackhawks, and he's a big Blues guy now. So how about that? Anyway, my friends, check that show out too. It's called NHLpodcast.com. Everything about mostly St. Louis Blues and who they're playing and NHL playoff time right now around the league. These two guys know it all, and you'll find that at NHLpodcast.com. Hey, Ani, glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah,
that was a great interview. That was a great interview with Anna, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
She was great.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you got going? What do you got going on, Ani? What's the latest?
It's a pretty exciting slash interesting slash there's no words for a type of week because
George
Clooney's in town and his wife, Amal Clooney. That's kind of the buzz right now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's got to be nice. That's got to be cheerful to people that are in Yerevan right now, that we're all dark and gloomy about everything that's going on. And here you got a big-time celebrity, A1 celebrity, big star celebrity in Armenia.
Yeah. And it's fantastic, really. And he's here, you know, for a philanthropic cause, which is a nice way of presenting Armenia to the world as well. Not just sad stuff, but, you know, happy stuff.
Hey, so, I got a question for you. Yeah. I got a question for you. How does someone like this, or in basic thought of environment, society, what's your take on, can something like this or someone or something, whatever it is, can this magnitude a whole different feeling for someone's inner half? I mean, talk to me about that.
Especially the fact that he's non-Armenian is really great. You know, I mean, we had like Kardashians and Kanye last year come, and that was a huge deal. We had Putin come, which no one really cared as much as they did about the Kardashians. But someone like Clooney and his wife, they're just so active in human rights. And the fact that they're here, it really says something, you know? And anyone can make a difference in their own special way, as long as, you know, they're educated on the subject and they follow through.
Like no, I think I missaid this because what I'm thinking is like, how can something, is there something chemistry in us that can suddenly just take that negativity out and absorb it with positive? I mean,
absolutely. And that's he's here actually because of the Aurora Prize that they're presenting, initiated by the 100 Lives Foundation. It's part of the IDEA Foundation. And what they're doing is they're presenting $1 million prize to a philanthropic cause. And he's on a panel that judges who gets it.
So
the panelists that are, they're pretty international. And the people that are kind of presenting to earn the prize, they're international too.
Wait, so, I got a question real quick.
Yeah.
Sarkisian's not one of the contestants, is he?
Not at all.
Okay, because I won again. I can't believe I won another one.
I'm sure he is, but because he has to be. But
okay, go on. That was my political satire.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But so that's happening, and everyone's getting ready for the big march tomorrow because it's the eve of the anniversary of genocide. It'll be 101 years.
Uh-huh.
So everyone will gather and march to Tita Nakaber, the memorial, and light candles and give flowers and kind of, you know, pay respects to our ancestors.
Honey, a question again. How does one, our focus on April has always been on April 24th, okay?
Absolutely.
Now there's so many other things that are happening negatively as
around
well.
This
so,
time.
Yeah, around this time. How does one focus in on something? I mean, it's so confusing. I think you said it best. Yeah, you said it best when you said that, hey, we're this mode, we're that mode. I don't know. Uh-huh. Is it tough?
It's tough, but if we look at how far we've come as people coming together, the fact that, you know, we're here because our ancestors, the ones that survived, did survive, we have to celebrate life. You know, in a way, we have to be strong as well. Yeah, absolutely.
First segment I did, opening up the show, I mentioned how important it is, not just you focusing in on April 24th, but it's almost got to be you tell your kids, you tell the little people what's going on and what happened and entrench it in their minds. Because you know what? if we keep it just to us and we don't make a big deal about explaining it to our kids, then you know what? It'll die out. It'll die out, and we've lost.
Yeah. It's important to also have good relationships with all cultures around, because they're the ones who also will learn that it happened. You know, we can't just keep it to Armenians. It's like they say, you know, preaching to a choir. I was having this conversation with a colleague today, how a lot of Armenians kind of unmeaningly kind of target all this information to other Armenians who kind of already know. So it's important to raise awareness with non-Armenians. And then it's important to also learn about other cultures' kind of tragedies too, so we can come together and fight together for humanity in general.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. What gets me is when society says this is genocide, that's not genocide, this happened, that didn't happen, but we know it's all for political gain. That's all it's for. And that's what irritates the hell out of the Armenian people. That's what gets us the most.
It makes us feel alone when we're not.
I totally agree. I totally agree. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, you know what? I've been jumping in and out of what you're preaching about. What do you got for us this week? I mean, honestly, I've just been jumping in with the April 24th stuff.
Well, we could talk about a really nice way to center and using one technique that you can go in two ways of cleansing and recharging. So I was asked to co-host a workshop yesterday, and the energy was kind of dying down. And so I kind of brought in my coaching, and we brought it back up again, and it was really cool. So it's a really easy way. It's called creating and harnessing a chi ball. And if you ever see people doing Tai Chi in the park, we might have talked about this before.
Yeah, I think they're a little weird when they're going
through that. You know what? They're harnessing an energy ball that they can feel that we maybe cannot see. But basically, a nice way to start practicing and growing this energy is to rub your hands together for like 2 minutes until it gets really, really warm. You know how like you're running and then you on a carpet and then you touch something and you like electrocute yourself?
Yeah.
It's a very similar concept, because we are a conductor of energy. So when you rub your hands together for about 2 minutes, you feel heat, And then after that, you press your hands together for 1 minute, and then you, with your hands together, you slowly, slowly release. And in between your hands, you feel a certain magnetic energy. And the way to build it is just to focus on it. You focus and you focus, and then you'll start to feel it like a magnet. So what you want to do is you slightly, you look like you're holding an actual ball. And the size varies on, you know, however you want to take it. And then you could push your hands in, pull them out just very slightly, and then you'll feel the push and pull of the magnetic energy that is the chi ball.
Wow.
So
I'm doing this right now.
Nice. Yeah, do you feel it?
Yeah, I actually felt like a strand whenever I split it. I thought it was just my brain.
The more you practice, the stronger it gets over time. And there's a few things you can do with this. One is, if you want to release negative energy or tension, you throw everything that you want to throw out of your body into this ball. Yeah. You think about what you don't want and you push it in this ball. And then once you think that, okay, whatever, all this negative energy that's bursting out of me and trapped in this ball, I'm going to transform it into something positive. You could think about it burning in a fire, because, you know, burning is cleansing. And then you just release it away. You just throw it up, and it can leave. And that's a very nice little cleansing exercise.
Excellent.
Or you can focus on the same ball. And when you feel like it's strong enough, you can move it to an area on your body that has pain and just put your hands there. You bring the ball there to charge.
Wow. Wow.
And that's kind of how Reiki works.
That's like that Karate Kid, that the old guy. He touched the knee and the knee felt better. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Is that what happened? I don't know the story, but I'm sure I've heard many like it in this field.
I forgot that. Hey, Brian, what was the master's name on that?
Miyagi.
Everyone knows
Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. Yeah, Karate Kid.
You know, he was a brilliant, with the wax on, wax on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he touched his knee or whatever, and the kid did a big kick at the end, and we all stood up in the movie theater. And anyway, that's a whole different thing. So, what do you guys got going? Sunday, April 24th or April 23rd. Is there anything remotely close to what System of a Down had last year, to where there's some sort of music that will be played or anything like that on tomorrow night?
Honestly, I don't think that it'll be as, you know, grandiose as System of a Down being here.
Right.
But I know there will be, you know, kind of street stuff, people playing the duduk, which is kind of what you want to hear on that day.
Right.
It's that sound, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I guess you're right. If we're doing something, might as well bring in like top notch from the world playing. Yeah, I got it.
Like I mentioned last time, there is a group petitioning to get System of a Down to play in Stepanakert, which will be really interesting in Artsakh.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be really, really great.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Ani. So this weekend, you guys are walking up that remembrance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we wanna do it in a respectful way and celebrate and appreciate life in the same way. And it's also Earth Day or Earth Week.
And folks, I one more thing I want to add. Let's do our protest, if anything, in Armenia about April 24th and the remembrance of April 24th. We don't need any other political agenda for April 24th type of parade or anything like that. You know what I'm saying on that?
Yeah, I agree. Just leave that day for
day for the people, and that's it. No protest against the governments or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's not the right time for it. It's not the right day for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, this was lovely.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Ani, and we'll get back with you. I'm
going to
love that. I'm going to love that. I'm going to do that. All right, Ani, been great.
Thank you.
See ya. Hey, folks, we got two guests. This is our second guest here. How about that? We've got Ardi Kasakyan. He's a big-time politician out in the West Coast. He's running for state assembly. Ardi, glad to have you back on our show.
Thank you, John. Great to be back.
You know, I said, let me call Ardi up and see what they got going. What do you guys got going out in the West Coast right now in the L.A. area for the big April 24th?
You know, there's a lot going on, actually, especially in Southern California. There is such a large population and presence of Armenian Americans. Last year, they had the largest demonstration in the history of Los Angeles, 166,000. I don't know if there will be that many people this year. I think that last year was a particularly special year. But we've had events throughout the week. There's a fantastic exhibit in Glendale at the Brand Library, which is also an art center, and it's a preview of what's to come if we're successful in founding an Armenian American Museum here in Glendale, California. And this exhibit comes to us from Mexico City, from their Museum of Tolerance in the country of Mexico. And it's about Armenians, and also talks about the Mexican-Armenian experience that a lot of people don't even know about. A lot of Armenians who escaped the genocide settled in Mexico and, you know, built their lives there, and there's a community that still is around to this day in Mexico and Mexico City. So the exhibit is actually about the genocide as a whole, and I believe it's called Open Wounds, and people can find out about it more on the Brand Library website. But that's been going on. But in addition to that, there's a number of lectures. John Evans, the former U.S. ambassador to Armenia, is speaking at USC at the Dornsife School. At the Armenian Institute, you know, he was removed from his position for basically saying, yes, a genocide happened. It was a genocide.
Unfortunate.
And he has recently, he's written a book about it, and they fired him for saying what he did. And then, of course, there's going to be rallies and marches. There'll be the traditional annual event at the Montebello Monument, where I'm told a number of dignitaries will be on hand to speak. Candlelight vigils. I mean, literally, there is probably something going on every day this week. And April has been a month of really, really active Armenian just community events, partly because of what unfortunately transpired Over the course of 4 days in early April in Artsakh,
right.
The aggression by Azerbaijan, where there was a demonstration in front of the Azeri consulate, and that turned out almost 4,000 people to that protest. And there'll be probably, 10 times that at the Turkish consulate on Sunday.
Now,
so if there's anyone around, and that's just in Southern California. I haven't even talked about Fresno or San Francisco or any of the other communities. So a lot of activity, a lot of activity.
Bravo, bravo. Now, Artie, last year we had, I'd say 160,000 that marched. Would you say something like that?
It's actually, the police, the LAPD that does estimates, and, last year what was unique is they had drones that were able to record the march.
That, yeah.
The estimates were at 166,000. And we can tell that, some of those, I was in the march, I was there, and it was epic, it was historic. And I can tell you that, not everyone was Armenian, but the vast majority, I'd say probably 90%, 9 out of 10 people marching with us were Armenian and of Armenian descent. So it was really an impressive showing.
And the city, they don't have a problem. I mean, there's no fear of, hey, this could get out of control or anything like that, right? I mean, the Armenians.
It was one of the most orderly marches, one of the most peaceful marches that had ever happened.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And prior to that, John, the largest demonstration or protest or march that had occurred in L.A. was only 30,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. And a lot of love for you guys out there in the West Coast. I wish we had numbers like that. We do what we can, and this show kind of, it's our way of giving back to the Armenian community as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's
not really numbers. It's, I'll tell you, John, it's not about numbers. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. It's about the commitment. It's about the desire to do something. When I was a student at UCLA, there were far less Armenians on campus. But every year on campus, we did a commemorative event, with a few of us to remind folks about what happened and the history of it. I've done the same in schools, where there weren't a lot of Armenians. All it takes is just one or two people or even just one person.
Right.
If you have a display case or if there's a bulletin board, at work and you can ask permission from your supervisor to post something, nothing that may violate the rules of where you work, but just that raises awareness. People don't know about what happened. People need to know if you're not going to be at work on April 24th or if you're going to go to church or if you're going to just, quietly kind of remember at home. Because there may not be Armenian events to go to in your area, try to do at least the minimum, which is letting someone else know why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, good point.
And now with social media, that's so much easier. You can do a tweet, you can retweet someone else's message. And if you don't want to do that, if you're shy, then at least go online and fill out one of the action alerts, write to your members of Congress, write to Speaker Paul Ryan, tell them to bring the genocide resolutions to a vote, tell them to, stop supporting Turkey in its efforts to support ISIS and indirectly or directly hurt the Armenians in Syria or the Armenians in Artsakh. Everyone can do something. We all have a role to play in helping raise awareness about the issues that impact us.
Very good. Very good, Artie. And what do you have going? You're running for state assembly. And folks,
I am. Thank you.
Before I get to that, if we really want changes going our way, if we really want things to people seeing these signs and so forth, why not get our people where we need to have them be? And this is a clear example. You're hearing this guy right now, passionate about Armenians. These are the type of people we need in the government. Once we get these people in, our voices will be heard better. So, Artie, fire away.
Yeah,
tell us what's going on here.
Well, you're right. Thank you for the plug. I am running for the state assembly to represent one of the areas that has the highest concentration of Americans of Armenian descent. It includes Glendale, Burbank, Little Armenia, Hollywood. And the primary is in June 7th, same time as the presidential primary. And, we are moving forward. We got our campaign office open. We are accepting donations from anywhere. You don't have to live in the district to donate. If you're an Armenian living back east or living in some other part of the country listening to your podcast, you can always go to www.rdforassembly.com and either sign up to spread the word, message through Facebook, cut and paste our website, or just make a small donation, or a large donation. You know, there are limits, but anything is welcome. The main thing is, you know, we talked about 160,000 Armenians marching. The reality of it is, if those marchers, if we march but we don't march also to the polls and cast our ballots, you know, then it doesn't matter how much we complain about the issues
exactly
that are important to us. You know, the powers to be really care about, you know, are you involved, are you engaged, are you willing to get up and fight for your beliefs, and voting is one of the ways you do that. And if we don't do that, you know, all the protests in the world we launch don't matter.
You're right. You're right. And that is RD4, and that's F-O-R, right?
Yes.
RD4Assembly.com.
A-R-D-Y, yeah, precisely. ARDYFORAssembly.com. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect, Artie. And for our listeners out there, please get out there and vote. And if you're going to vote, definitely vote for our guys, because you know what? It's nice holding a sign, but if that door's not opening because the person on the other side of the door doesn't care or is not part of your love for Armenians, it's not going to work. And this guy here, he's Armenian, and this is what we need. Artie, good luck with everything. Thank you so much. And you know what? Big shout out to LA again. You guys, I'm sure you're going to have a nice turnout, and you're going to be a part of it. Thank you, Artie.
Thank you, John. Well, we want you out here one of these days. We want you to come and do your podcast from Glendale.
I think we got to do that. We got to do that, Artie. I'd love to come out there and do a podcast. That'd be beautiful.
There's an order from Zonku Chicken waiting for you with your name on it if you come out.
Oh, that's tough to pass up there, Artie. I love that half a chicken they put out there with the pickle. Oh, God. Okay. I can't talk about it right now.
It's done.
All right.
You're coming out. All right.
Thank you, Artie. Take care.
Take care.
Folks, that was Artie Kasakyan. He's running for state assembly. That's June 7th. To donate to Artie's little campaign here, you can go to artieforassembly.com. Wow. Hey, we need people like that. We definitely need Armenians in the government to help the Armenian cause out. And speaking of that, helping the cause out, you can help us out here on armeniaproud.com. Just click on that site, and right on your right-hand side, you've got Amazon. Amazon, everyone shops at Amazon, right? Why not go through us? You go through armeniaproud.com. You'll see it on the right-hand side. You click it. You won't see us again, and you buy whatever you want, and we get a little bit of a kickback, a little bit of love back from Amazon on that as well. So thank you, my friends. If you want this show to go on the way it is, we're with the guests, with our lights and all that, and just click on Amazon, whatever you're buying. We get a little bit of love by armeniaproud.com. That's our show for this week, my friends. Sorry we didn't have Mariam. She was just a little under the weather, but you can catch all her great recipes with Cooking with My Armenian Family. It's on Facebook. Ooh, she's got some great stuff there, and she will definitely be on our show next week. And Ani with our Energy Healing Armenia, she's got a great site as well. My friends, it's been a great show. Remembrance about the April 24th. Tell your kids about it. That's all I ask. And spread the word. Tell Odars about it. That's all we can do right now. And God bless. Genatsit Kisher Pari. I love you.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatsit Hayed,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabenjian. You can find the show online at armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/armeniaproud or at armeniaproud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com.